After 10 days of talks in Pretoria, Ethiopia's federal government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front reached an agreement to end the fighting. The talks were mediated by former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo and former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
Today is the beginning of a new dawn for Ethiopia, for the Horn of Africa, and indeed for Africa as a whole. Let me hasten to thank God for this new dawn. We have seen in practice and actualization what we have tried to achieve for ourselves over the years, and that is African solution for African problems.
The two-year conflicts killed thousands of people and forced many more from their homes. Tigray in Ethiopia's north has been under a blockade for 17 months with no banking, telephone and internet services or media access. The Tigrayan delegation says it's made painful concessions and that trust must now be rebuilt.
Our people have been killed not only through bullets but also for lack of food and medicine. Our children do not go to schools. Our hospitals are not functional because of the war.
Humanitarian aid is now expected to resume. The TPLF dominated Ethiopia's politics for nearly 30 years until Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power in 2018. As both sides fought for territory, human rights campaigners have warned of potential abuses by both sides in the conflict.
It is now for all of us to honor this agreement. We must be true to the letter and the spirit of this agreement. The people of Ethiopia expected more than the text of this agreement. They demand peace and harmony. They desire development.
International calls for an end to the war have been mounting in recent weeks. While the federal government has been assisted by troops from neighboring Eritrea, that country was not involved in the talks.
This is not the first time there's been an agreement to end the fighting. A previous ceasefire fell apart in August this year. This time, though, there appears to be a greater commitment and optimism that this agreement will hold. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Pretoria.